Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey everybody, I'm Michelle Buteau.
And I'm Jordan Carlos, and welcome to Adulting from WNYC Studios, the podcast where we learn how to be grown-ass adults together.
That's right. We recorded this episode at Union Hall in Brooklyn with some really amazing people.
Yeah, Chris DiStefano, who's basically like, I don't know, if a hoagie could talk.
Oh my God. And also Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, he's like if, Cheesecake could talk.
Oh my God, you can't say that about our guest.
But everybody loves cheesecake.
Plus, Jim Gaffigan also helps our audience figure out what they do about the void, okay? That's an actual question from our audience.
It's true. So stay tuned and let's all mature together.
Oh, like a fine wine.
Yeah.
Better with age and bitter when left alone. Ow.
Beautiful crowd. This crowd is so
gorgeous.
Oh,
how y'all feeling?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Make some noise if you're in 20s. Oh, that bitch sounds like real fucking horny. I like that. She sound like she wants something on The Price Is Right. That's a 20-something kind of scream. Make some noise if you're in your 30s.
Strong.
Bitch,
strong.
Don't shut. Make some
still
noise
got it.
In your 40s. Exactly.
You see the drop off?
That is
do you
40,
see?
That's a 40-something kind of fucking scream. What time does the show start?
Oh, God. Holding on for dear life.
Oh, my God. Make some noise, you in your 50s.
They're
okay.
All dead. They're
okay.
All dead. They're
just
all dead.
Learning
you see?
Your demo. Learning your demo.
Dead.
No, they're not dead. They're just lying.
They're in New Jersey. That's
God, if we could. They're same difference, same difference.
I can
Jersey? Say that because I'm from Jersey.
Oh,
where are you
do you
from?
Live,
what
you live
exit?
In Jersey and you came all the way here?
Why?
Thank
go
you
for home.
Crossing.
No,
no.
That.
No, please stay. You can, oh, my God.
You came
I'm
from
sorry.
Jersey? Did you pay, like,
thank
did you,
you
have to
pay? Like $20 now.
Oh, my
thank
God.
You for coming.
Here, you
oh
get
my
a tote bag.
You get a tote bag.
You get a tote bag.
Oh, my God. I'm so, oh, my God.
What's your name? Tony? Justin? Is your name Justin?
No. Nailed it.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Nailed it to a cross.
Yes, wow. If you could just reduce him to a stereotype,
I've
that would
died,
be great.
I have risen, I come again. This is
awesome.
Too much and it's just not enough. So yes, we talk about, like, you know,
life. We check
life.
In with each other.
Check,
how you made it through
in.
This week.
How you doing, bro?
Yeah, it's like a battlefield, yo.
And yes, we're
like,
love you, is yeah. a battlefield.
It is. I'm like, check in, and you're usually okay. You're still with it, you know.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
We
you know
both
what
got it, out of the house.
But it's harder. The older you get, it's hard to leave your house.
It's hard to leave your house,
especially if you like the people you live with. Anybody else just want to stay home?
Yes.
Girl, but, let me just tell you what happened to me last week.
What happened?
What happened was I did the road. That means as a comic, you go on the road, you travel to do a fucking show. I was in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I was in like a fucking colonial Airbnb or bed and breakfast. The buyers always think, like, let's put them up in the nice place, but that shit's always dusty and haunted. I'm like,
straight up ghost hunters.
I'm like, who's looking at me? You know, I can't. I gotta jerk off under the sheets because I think a ghost is watching me.
Your old Hezekiah is watching you from the corner.
I'm just very Catholic that way. And so I'm laying in bed watching like a fucking game show. I'm like, I don't feel comfortable. It's like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I turn the pillow over to get the cold side on the pillow.
Sure.
And a fucking deer tick crawled out.
No, stop,
bitch.
What?
I got up so quick. And you know what I said in that moment?
Please.
Oh, no, you didn't. I was like Octavia Spencer in every movie. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. You caught the fish. Like, that's how I got.
The fish fucking movie.
Yeah. You oh, fucked the fish I get every time. You can't be late for work fucking a fish every time.
Yeah. It's hard to know, though, because sometimes the tick could be a dog tick.
Oh, I think you're talking about fucking a fish.
No.
It's hard to know when you're fucking a fish.
It's what's...
Trust me. Ladies, am I right? Dallas.
I was just saying to distinguish between a deer tick and a dog tick.
Oh,
it's
my
hard.
God. Yes, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Let's do it. Fuck's sake.
I'm just saying you might have been mistaken. It could have been a dog tick and not a deer tick.
What's worse?
A deer tick is worse because you can get Lyme disease. A dog tick you cannot get Lyme disease from. Okay, goodbye. You can get a dog from dog ticks, all right?
I took video of a said tick.
Okay.
And I sent video to a bunch of people, including my mom, who just learned what Google was. And so we learned that it was a deer tick because of the back legs. And so because it was an old ass bed and breakfast, nobody was at the front desk. And I was like,
what?
This feels like a setup.
Was anybody in the hotel but you?
I don't know. It was haunted.
Right.
So I got my stuff and I just left and I went to the Sleep Quality Inn.
We've Which all been like, there, baby.
Do you and your wife like leaving the house?
We don't like leaving the house.
I feel like you guys would never leave because you live in Bay Ridge.
Okay, first of all, why don't you just out
like,
me to this
go to
really...
Staten Island
why
for a nice dinner?
Why
don't
you out me to this super cool-looking group of people?
Do you and your wife go out dancing?
Do we go out dancing?
Yeah.
What is it, 1943? No, we don't go out dancing.
Y'all don't go to clubs and nothing? No, lounges?
No, we used to do that. We used to go to clubs back in the day, back when we were like in our 20s.
And you
we
got would, them good knees.
Yeah, we had those good knees, you know. I don't even know if people go out like clubbing anymore.
I love dancing, but now clubbing? I just do a disco like fucking swirl in my family room.
Yeah. I'm like, Alexa, play Migos. Stir fry, right? While I'm in the kitchen. And it's like, yeah, that's right.
And that's it.
That's right, in my kitchen.
My husband is from Holland, and when we were like, my husband and I were long distance dating, New York City to Amsterdam, which is just a great one night stand that worked out. I took him out, because I used to, my mom's from Jamaica, and I used to do a lot of reggae dancing. Like, that was my thing. And so I brought my then boyfriend, cute little white European dude, and it was his first time at this reggae joint, and it was his birthday. And the bouncer is like nice, and nice for a bouncer. And I would never forget, Christ was just like, "It's my birthday." I was like, "It's his birthday." And he's like, "Awesome." And the bouncer puts his hands out for him to like search him. And then Heist goes in for a hug. He's like, "Thank you, man. Oh, I love America."
Oh my God.
Didn't know what to do. He's like, "Okay, happy birthday." I don't know, and we haven't been out since. Welcome back to Adulting, everybody!
Yeah! Yay!
He's so fucking dope.
So
he's done the show before, but now he's doing it as a podcast. Guy Code, a bunch of failed pilots.
What? He's got his own Comedy Central special called Size 38 Ways
for Chris
DiStefano. Oh my God.
It's true. I'm Chrissy one and done. Chrissy Pilots. What are you gonna do? It's,
you know,
I'm a failure.
You are
not
a failure.
Listen, we try. You know, it doesn't work.
You're doing great, buddy.
You grew up in Brooklyn.
I did. Not far from here. I like you guys have done with the place. It's changed a lot, but it's nice though. I like it. You know, look at friendly people. You know, nobody has a gun. It's nice. Nobody's. You know, nobody went to jail. Anybody go to jail? Nice. This is a different Brooklyn. If this was the old Brooklyn, they'd be like, yeah, I just got out. You know? Yeah. Look, nice people. Yeah. Yeah.
This crowd is like, mass incarceration must stop.
Yeah. Yep.
Immediately.
Now it's smart.
Now give me my ex-Florentine.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of jail...
You're not supposed to eat Florentine.
I know.
Bourdain said that.
Why not? Really? Why not?
I don't know. He said it's got germs in it.
R.I.P.
Ew. But germs make you strong, no?
I guess. I get sick a lot. I have an ear infection, so I don't know.
You have an ear infection right now?
I'm like 3 years old. But that's always come in with the most ridiculous shit to my doctor.
That's okay, buddy.
What are you going to do?
You know what you got to do? You got to put peroxide on a Q-tip and put it in your ear.
No. That's what people are saying. I'm just going to do antibiotics, but I appreciate it.
Look, people don't want to
People
pay.
Have been like boiling onion, fucking put the water in the, you know, blessed speak just your intentions into the onion. It's like, I'm just going to go standard anti-beads and we'll see what happens. Let's just do that.
You know what's so funny about Q-tips? On the side of the box it says, do not put these in your ears.
Yeah.
People just stay putting them in their fucking ears.
Immediately down my ear canal.
Just, boom. Yeah. Done. Fuck you, Q-tip. Yeah.
I was gonna say, speaking of jail, it's fucking nuts that your dad was in jail.
It was nuts that he was in jail. Yeah. He was in jail for, you know... I mean, he was, I don't know what he was doing. It really was mostly before I was born, truly. Like, he was in jail once for like 3 months when I was like 8, but the biggest time he did was before. They met at a walk-a-thon, my parents. That's true. My mom was like in Columbia, like grad school. Like, my mother was like an Ivy League student. And my dad's name is Tony Balls. I swear to God. And he'll be like, that's Balls with a Z. With a Z. And my mother's legit, like an Ivy League woman that, you know.
She likes a bad boy.
Yeah. And my dad was doing, like, had just gotten out of jail. He was doing, like, community service, like, halfway house, picking up garbage on the side of the walkathon. And my mother was walking in the walkathon and he flirted with my mom with the fucking garbage pickup things.
Gotcha.
And she had sex with this guy. I swear to God.
That's the Upper West was a different place back in the day.
It really was.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a different place.
That's a rom-com I would love to see.
Yeah. Well, I had the pilot. So, didn't go, as you mentioned. Thank you, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV. It's all... Just look in any local fucking toilet and you can find any pilot I've ever done.
But you are also a dad.
I am a dad.
And you're also a co-parent.
I am a co-parent.
How do you, like...
Child of diversity, half Puerto Rican, so go me. Absolutely. You thought I was just going to be a white evil piece of shit, but no. No, I'm one of the good straight white males. Yay, go me.
So did your parents teach you how to co-parent?
My parents actually did teach me how to co-parent. Okay. You know, it's I will say that although it was one of those things like my mother fucking hated my father. But I never really found that out until I was old enough to like just understand two adults.
Nice.
Because my dad would be white knuckling the steering wheel driving back to Staten Island, but like he never said a bad word about my mom.
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned. Like, I'll never put that energy around my kid. You know, me and I just want my daughter to look at both of us like, oh, these are just two people that love me and
in
love each
ways.
Other, but they're just not romantically involved.
Yes.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
I just want them to have an easy life and as easy as I can make it.
What happens when homegirl's dating other men?
I don't know that she is. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like when she does start dating, I'll know because my daughter will tell me. My daughter just got a big mouth and my dad's just like, don't be a rat. You know? But my kid she regurgitates shit. She's like, mommy said this, ain't that. And he's like, we gotta work on this.
Yeah.
I swear, that's like a fear of my father.
I know, my kid's a big rat as well. She tells, like, I let her stay up till 8:45, like watching My Little Pony. The new ones are a little more empowering. And so I was like, it's our secret. This is you and my time. Mommy's out with her friends. And she's like, okay. She goes to bed. The next morning, she's like, mommy, you're going to kill daddy. He let me stay up till 8:45. I was like, what the fuck? You fucking stoolie.
I get it. Stool pigeon.
Yeah, that's what it
what
is, man.
Do?
It's terrible.
I.
Oh, man.
What are you teaching your daughter? How do you raise a fucking independent, strong fucking woman to speak her mind?
Have you met her? Have you seen his daughter? Like, she's
no.
It's done. It's already, the cake is baked.
Like, you know what it is? Like, the women in my family, like, three women are firefighters.
What?
That sounds
like a reality show on TLC,
I know.
Honey.
My kid's mom is, like, just, like, a real deal, old school, like, Brooklyn Puerto Rican girl. So it's, like, the women there are, like, they're, like, the strongest... most independent women.
When you say old school, real deal Puerto Rican Brooklyn woman.
Here we go. So let me give you an example of like what like a real deal Puerto Rican girl would do. We were living at a building in Park Slope, which is like a gentrified neighborhood where we are now.
They live there.
We were living in a building. You remember, we were neighbors in Park Slope as well. So
we only live close to each
other. A woman got
on
the elevator and my daughter was like 10 months old. It was me, my daughter, and my kid's mom. My daughter had a pacifier in. She's a baby. This woman gets on, you know, very like woke, fucking, you know, like millennial woman, like scarves, quinoa, you know, like just
WNYC tote bag.
Fucking hashtagging everything, being like, you're a loser, I'm going to the food co-op. Comes in, you know, with her articles, like, because, and she's not used. People like that, like, they find their circles and everything is like, yes, they tweet it out. They're like, yes,
capitalism.
I agree with that. Yes. Yeah, and they live in their world, that utopian thing, right? They live there. My kid's mom, she's not like that. She's just like, I don't know. So the lady gets on and she's like, ooh, she's like, how old's your baby? And I'm like, I know how my kid's mom gets. I know. So I was like, she's 10 months old. Have a great day. That's it. You know, I cut it off because I just know
wow.
who this girl is. So I was like, she's 10 months old. Have a nice day. Like, you know, trying to be like, whatever you're going to say right
down.
Now, don't. We got 3 more floors. So just don't. But I tried to do that with, you know, verbal, you know, communication. Yeah, you know, I don't want to say without saying. Did cues. This lady doesn't get the cues.
No.
So
read the fucking room.
She's like, well, she's like 10 months old. She goes, I hate to break it to you. She was like, I just read an article. Me and my partner just read an article. She was like, and babies are not supposed to be having pacifiers after 6 months. So like, you should try to wean her off it. Wow. And my kid's mom hit the emergency brake on the elevator. That's what happened. So that's, now we're stuck in between the third and second floors. And my kid's mom is like, what did your article say, bitch?
She fucking Bronx tail this lady.
Yeah.
She just locked the fucking doors.
And then, you know, so that's who she is. So I don't think my daughter's going to have a problem being a strong, independent woman.
Woo!
You know?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah.
Give it up for Chris,
that's
everybody.
Great.
Love you, thank you, thank you, love you, thank you. Everybody!
Oh, wow. How we doing? How we doing? We okay?
All right, you guys asked us questions about adulting. We finna answer them.
We're gonna answer them. Okay.
Do you like kickball?
I don't like kickball because when I was little, I used to sprain my ankle doing it all the time, and I was. Thank you. And they'd always be like, move in, easy out, easy out. I was like, I'll show you. And I never did. Is my bully here? Like, what the fuck?
You're really going through it.
I know.
Do you like kickball?
Are you okay?
No.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Just
a couple more
awkward.
Questions from the audience about adulting.
Yes.
No, that's not. Nope, we're not doing that one.
This is very long. How many assholes have you met so far? And describe the worst one, please, in your own words. Okay, Hannibal Lecter. What the fuck? Next right. question. How do you keep plants alive? Is this the same person?
People are just asking. There is a sociopath in the crowd, and they are asking a lot of questions.
Donald Trump, are you here?
Yeah.
How do you keep a plant alive? I want to know. We got too many plants. We're full.
Oh, my God. Amazing. All right. So excited to bring our last guest to the motherfucking stage. He is a goddamn powerhouse.
Powerhouse, yes.
I mean, I could list his credits, but we ain't got all motherfucking
yes.
night. And he's so great, and he's funny. And he's lovely.
He's please. Gracious.
He's gracious.
Please, give it up for Jim.
Jim Gaffigan!
Yes. What's up, man? Thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
Jim Gaffigan, everybody.
Jim Gaffigan.
Thank you. I am that good looking.
He's here.
It is good to be here. Thank you for having
absolutely.
Me here.
I feel
Can
like
I say something about Chris? You know what a lot of you people don't realize? He doesn't have a daughter. That is all part of an act. Like backstage, he was like, I can't believe they fell for it. He's not, his dad, all that, he's from Iowa. It is like all this charade. He's like, these people, I go, put on this thing. It's like, that's wrong. And he goes, you do your white bread thing. Anyway,
speaking
of
dads,
he's not authentic.
You're a dad many times over.
I am.
How many kids do you have?
I have 5 children.
That's in New York
City.
Great.
In New York City, I regret it. I completely regret it. But it's not like you can give them back. Yeah.
Can't do that.
There's no return policy, nope. Really.
No. Did you always want to have a big family?
I don't think I did. I mean, when I was dating my wife, who is from a large family, I'm one of 6 kids, so I would jokingly say, we're going to have 6 kids. And
you're the 6th.
And then we had 5, so.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah.
But she's a boss-ass bitch.
Yeah, no, she's crazy.
She gets it done. She's like one of those women who get it done.
And you'll notice in my stand-up, I never say anything against her. I'm afraid of her.
She's amazing.
There's respect, and that comes very close to fear. But she is amazing.
What were your fears as a dad? Like the first time dad.
Oh, it's terrifying.
But before they were born, and then after, like, what happened?
Well, I think the first, I had gotten to a point where I was like, all right, I think I can do this. I was afraid of my selfishness, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing I was most afraid of. And then I also, when there were like 5 of them, I was just like, it almost was easier with 5. I was like, all right, I'm going to suck at this. So, like, let's spread it around. But, like, it is.
I'm going to suck at this, so let's spread it around.
I mean, I guess I'm not supposed to be honest, but like,
I love it.
No, it is. It is one of those things where it's terrifying. I mean, you try your best, but I think the expectation is you're not going to get an A as a parent.
Yeah, and also, nobody talks about the dynamic between you and your partner that changes when you have children.
Oh, it is no joke.
It's no fucking joke.
It is. Yeah, I mean, my wife and I, we used to sit around, drink wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? No.
You can still drink wine if you want, right?
Not really. But here's the thing that you're going to notice is that, I mean, and some of this is meant in humor, but like as they get older, they don't go to sleep.
Right.
So like I have a 14-year-old and you're like, why don't you go to sleep? And they're like, no. And you're like, all right, and then we. Do you know what I mean? So, like, your baby, you're like, all right, let's stick the baby in the other room so we can make love. Then it's just like, I don't know how we're gonna do this. You know what I mean? You're locking doors. You know what I mean? You're like, all right, you gotta lock the door, and then we can't fall asleep. We gotta unlock it before we fall asleep.
Right.
Oh my God.
But it's. I mean, these are good problems.
These are great problems to have.
Michelle looks so terrified. I'm
legit terrified. What was it like? Were you and Jeannie social before, like going out to dinner with like friends, or do you still?
You want to know if you'll ever go to dinner again?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's. I think there's stuff. How old are your kids?
My kids are 6 and 2.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like, look, it's a juggling. Juggling life.
Yeah.
Why do we feel like because we care about our career that we're selfish?
I think it's a balancing act. I think we figure out things, and then it's like any other boundary. We have to relearn that boundary over the course of life. Because I think people in entertainment, we're fools. We are essentially fools. It's always that scene in The Wizard of Oz where you look behind the curtain and you're like, oh, you know what I mean? And it's every stage of the entertainment industry is that.
That is story that I wish I had 25 years ago.
No, it's like, think about it. Every, you know, like as comedians, we're like, the Montreal Comedy Festival, it will change my life. And you get up there and you're like, what?
It's a bunch of drunk people eating steak tartare.
I love the Montreal Comedy Festival. Yeah. But I had this, I did Letterman. I got off stage and I was like, is there a room you're going to put me in with Tom Cruise or something? Like, it's this mythology that we create.
Right.
So I think that I think that parenting is also about reestablishing those boundaries, like finding a balance between career and work? Because also, I think it's important for you to have a healthy, creative life. That makes you a better parent.
Yeah, it does. You know what I mean? If you can be an inspiration for them, absolutely.
But I think you also get to the point where you realize you have no control over that. Like, nature versus nurture.
What do you
it's
mean?
Like, there is some of that.
There's nothing you can do
but
after surgery.
And so I don't know what... Right. Do you know what made you who you are today?
Yes.
What did?
What made... A
lot
Your
of it
mother? Was my mother, my, yeah. my father. Improv comedy made me who
all
I am.
All right, UCB.
We are all
Tina Fey.
And I love Amy Poehler.
I never took a class at the UCB.
I have a theory that, like, look, it's, you know, it's all comedians have this kind of duality. There's who the comedian is, who they want to be. It's like,
oh my God.
It's what we project out.
That's true.
So like,
you are speaking to his soul.
It's so. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I mean, I also am like a guy who essentially just wanted an adjective before pale. That's what I wanted. That's all I wanted in life was like funny pale person. That's all I wanted was like really white. Can we just put funny in front of really white? That's all I wanted. And I think most comedians are like that.
What is the most is the most adult thing you would love your children to do in like the next year?
Oh.
Do they take care of each other? That's a question.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I don't know, adult thing, it just varies. Because like, there's moments where you're like, we're killing it, we're doing great. And then you're like, they're all going to be homeless. You know what I mean? It's like...
Oh, between homes.
But as a parent, when you do want them... Like, I feel like so much of parenting, if you have more than one child, is like, I want you guys to like each other when I'm dead.
Yeah.
It's a very strange... And I remember seeing my mom do that, too. Kind of like, you guys, just hang around each other after I'm dead.
I watch Lifetime. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm the only child. Who
But I don't know what adult thing I want them to do. Because they're 6 to 14, so they're different stages. And so it's like the only family game we can do is charades, and they're all bad at it.
We got some questions from the audience about adulting.
Okay.
Let's answer.
All right,
let's
here we go. Like this is where you guys find out I can't read.
But you've been doing great.
I can't read, okay?
Jim Gaffigan
is agreeing to disagree adult.
Is agreeing to disagree adult? Is that adult? I think so.
I think so.
That's like, you know how people are like, don't go to bed angry? That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you got
to
do.
Agreeing to disagree is like the hardest thing to do because you're both angry at the end. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
I just back away slowly.
Are there two questions there?
Yes, there's another one.
Oh.
How did you become so talented? That's not even the question. I just the question. But there's a lot of stuff scribbled at top
We get that. We get that.
Oh, that's the main question. I don't know. I think confidence and believing in yourself, which is also confidence.
I think a level of insanity. Because repeatedly doing something and expecting a different result is insanity. Because there's a long time we did this where people looked at you like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And we're like, I'm going to do it again.
That's true.
Too true.
Oh, this is a long one. First reaction you had when you woke up next to someone you don't remember taking
home. Yeah.
You wrote this?
No. All right, no.
home.
Home, Jim, home.
First reaction you had when you woke up next to someone you don't remember taking home. How often does that happen?
I don't know. I mean, for this freewheeling Brooklyn crowd.
My wife was the first woman I ever kissed.
Really? Oh,
no. Jesus Christ. You guys were like, he's that white?
It was under the
holy shit. He is Christian.
Oh
my God.
I bought it.
Is this what Midwesterners are really like?
I thought it was under a street lamp on 59th Street.
Oh, my God.
First time I ever brought somebody home that I didn't... That's never happened. Believe it or not. I've always been
happening!
I've been watching you sleep the whole night. I made you eggs. I made egg whites, and I made the regular eggs. I didn't know what you liked. So, please don't leave.
The door is locked.
I can't. I don't know. That never happened to me because I'm always like, let me see your ID, and I take a picture.
Nice.
Whatever. I've seen Law and Order. I know how that shit ends.
Right.
Dunwell's got a question.
All right, the question is, what should I name the baby?
Oh, wow.
Which? What? Why are people?
What, your food
give
baby?
Give some context.
Is it, a human baby?
What do I name the baby?
Next, okay, next. Who did? I don't want to know.
I think Jordan is a strong name. I think, you know what I think is a good name is, what is it? It's Linux. I think Linux is a cool name.
I thought you were going
to
say...
Ew. Fuck you.
But no one
sounded like a cat dying.
No one ever agrees on names.
No one ever, because
they're all made up. Like sometimes people go, "Oh, that name, it's made up." All names are.
Yeah.
Like there weren't like a set of names that came with humans.
Yeah.
It's like they're all made up.
It's true, and I hate when like people ask you what are the names, and then you're just like Lisa, and they're like, "Oh, I knew Lisa. She was a fucking whore." And it's like.
That sound effect will never get boring.
What's the next question? Hope it's not about a baby name.
Is it racist to quit smoking blunts? Jim?
I wrote that. I've
you
been
know
struggling
what?
With this for a while.
Is it... What? What is... What even? How much anxiety does this person have? I love it. I met the person with more anxiety than me. Like, if I quit this shit, am I really a black man?
All right.
Last question.
What do you do with the void?
The void? The void? The void.
By the way, if you wrote this, your handwriting is terrifying.
How do you even break that down?
Oh my God.
It's probably not that bad.
These are brain busters.
What is kind of this? Is like my handwriting, actually.
The void.
It looks like two different people wrote this.
Maybe two different personalities.
Someone, and then someone stuck a gun to their head.
No!
Right, the void.
Now put void there.
Put void.
Jordan,
look at
this.
What do you do with the void?
Is Satan out there? What is going on?
What do you mean? Are you okay? Are you like stuck in Inception?
I love these questions.
These questions are from the dark side of the street.
These are the last questions we have to answer.
That's the last.
What do you do when you have cockroaches crawling all over you?
Let's say is
when a body is decomposing. Death? Do you enjoy eating it or do you regret it?
You know what? I want to thank Death for coming tonight.
Honest, you guys, thank you for coming to our show. Give it up for Jim Gaffigan and everybody who's here tonight.
Guys, let's hear it for DJ Dunwell.
This was such a fun show. We had Chris DiStefano and Jim Gaffigan, both really fun dads, join us to share their stories and answer our questions.
They were so good.
Yeah.
I mean, you think you know everything, and you don't.
You don't.
I learned a lot of things about ticks and why Jordan hates kickball.
Yeah. Let's just leave it at that. Adulting was produced by Blakeney Schick and Odelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Salataroff, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Ed Haber, and Irene Trudell. The live show is produced by Christian Banda. Our theme music is by Isaac Jones, with additional music by Don Will.
Did you guys love this episode as much as I did? Because it's very important that you rate us. Rate is my favorite four-letter word. Can you guys write a review? I mean, I love you so much if you do. Gold star for everybody, okay?
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Don't miss out on our next episode.
Guys, don't forget, there's flushable wipes. Nobody should have a dirty booty. Yum.